Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, DZ, are
Webber.
You? Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, Webber.
Hallelujah.
I got
DZ on, baby. We found him. How are
we
you?
We did it.
How are you, bud?
I'm good, G. You know, as good as good's gonna be, we making it. Mm-hmm. I guess I got some splaining to do.
Yeah, you gotta come closer to that microphone, though.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay, good. At least I got you to help me out, dog.
So much better.
I don't know how far we'd get.
DZ is here, everybody. We got him. And it's time for the question of the day. So, DZ, I don't know if you heard it, but the question of the day was, does the term settle down scare you or give you comfort?
This is a weird one for me.
Okay.
Because the term settle down bothers me.
Why?
It makes me feel like people are trying to tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to do.
I think it sounds like your life's over. That's why I don't
like it. It feels like whatever you think I'm doing, you think I'm doing it wrong. Mm. So what do you mean? What do you mean settle down? Do you mean I need to relax? Mm. Do you mean I should relax? Do you think I need to relax? Like... What do you mean? What am I doing wrong? What do you mean by that? What do you mean settle down? It bothers me.
Yeah,
I don't necessarily think it's a positive statement unless you're trying to go, hey, it's time for you to like enjoy the fruits of your labor mm-hmm. and settle down. Slow it down a bit. You're doing too much.
It gives some people comfort though.
Does it?
Yes. They feel like it's a safe, secure place. Like, it gives some people comfort. It's crazy.
Settling down
or
means...
Or is it?
To me, I feel you. I guess I hear it. But, like, I guess settling down also means to me that you're just done chasing a dream. And if you're done, cool. Like, I could be done, but then don't be mad when I get lazy.
Well, let's go to the phones. He's on day 4 right now. Austin had got in again from Kenosha. Good morning, Austin.
My man.
Good morning.
What up?
All right. Well, for me, I would say it's more of a comfort thing. Especially, whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit. That's a candy bar, Austin. I don't know what you're trying to say right now.
You got one?
Especially when it comes to, especially from my background, from doing sports, whenever, I got, two... amped up or something before like in a bat or something, my coach was like, hey, I'll settle down. I'm just like, okay, get in my zone. And that's how I think.
Austin's talking about settle down meaning like chime down, be
get
careful.
Out your own head.
Austin,
settle down.
I'm talking about settle down get in a relationship, have children, don't leave the house.
Yeah, see, my man brings the sports perspective. We didn't specify.
You know what? That's such a guy. He's like, settle down. Now I'm talking about sports, not love.
He said what? Oh, I thought you meant slow my swing down. You know, don't jump the ball. Stay on side.
What? Like that too. I'm chilling too. Like it's not a scary thing for me. Especially with me and my girl now. We got a little 10-month-old.
So it doesn't scare you. Well, then it doesn't scare you. No, absolutely not. It probably gives you comfort. You said you got your girl, you got your baby, you're in your zone right now, Austin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now that we've cleared up what settle down means.
See, because I think the fellas were a little confused.
Okay, my bad. Are we all on the same page now, you think?
We got it now.
Okay, good. All right, Austin, this was day 4. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Day 5. Don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right, Austin, we love you. We'll talk to you later.
Peace, fam.
Talk to you later. Peace.
Bye. All right, next up, hold on. Let me get her theme song. Just give me a minute, girlfriend. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're so small. Oh, here we go.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
She's different. She's different. Hi, Saucy.
There we go. Hey there. Hey.
Hey. Okay, does the term settle
it
down?
It wasn't just him who had the issue. I thought of settle down, and the first thing I thought of was Sima.
Oh, no, no, you guys. No, settle down. Like, get in a relationship or stop going out all the time. Or
so
I don't know.
It's not
have
a man thing either, DC.
Oh, okay.
But the settle down, does it give me comfort or does it freak me out?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, I mean, it depends on where it's coming from.
Look at her now. Now, Saucy. We, for the first time ever, I think Saucy's speechless. This has never happened.
Yeah, just a little bit.
She's afraid to answer now that she knows it's romantic. She's like, oh, shoot.
I
gotta go. What?
My song's totally just saying.
She said, I gotta go. All right, Saucy, think about it and text it. How's that? I'm gonna read your text.
Well, yeah, no, I'm telling you, I'm running away. Sorry.
Of course you are. Of course you are. Okay, and somebody just texted in. Am I yelling at my kids or settling down in a long-term relationship? LOL.
Yeah.
I guess what's settled?
Exactly.
What's settled?
Everybody thinks that settle down meant simmer down because, again, Kelly and Sussex, settle down are fighting words in a relationship.
Thank you. See?
Yes.
If you're trying to tell me to settle down, I'm going to feel some type of way. Now you get why I said I felt bothered. I was like, what do you mean that I'm doing wrong?
And then I'm not running away.
That's even funnier. Kristen said the word settle down ain't scaring me, but if it happens, then it happens. Somebody else said settling down with the right person would be awesome. Not so much with the wrong person. Hence why my marriage lasted 10 months. Yikes.
Goofy.
All right, Saucy.
Goofy.
Well, now that you know and you're a runner, she's a runner, she's a track star. We'll talk to you later, Saucy.
Much love, guys.
Bye.
Bye. I love Saucy.
All right, my bad, DZ. I didn't realize everyone misunderstood the question. That was my fault.
Me included, though, because I said, rightfully so, tell somebody, it's settled down is like looking at somebody and go, hey, Allie, calm down. Calm down.
That doesn't work for me whatsoever. Not interested in that. All right. Well, 414-533-1037. Now that we've got the question of the day correct, does the term
redo?
Does the term settle down scare you or give you comfort? 414-533-1037.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well. Now that we're all on the same page, let's get back to the question of the day, DZ. Are you ready?
I had to turn a few sheets.
Yeah.
You know, I had to turn a few sheets, but I understand now.
Okay,
I get it.
Thank God, because everyone got confused when I presented the question of the day, which was, does the term settle down scare you or give you comfort? And half the class thought I meant simmer down, not settle like in the sense, but I meant settle down, like, you know, get married, get in a relationship, have kids, whatever. Stop going out so much.
In the game of life, you settle down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with our first caller. And by the way, he wanted everyone to know he understood the question from the start.
Going to make that clear.
Ryan.
Morning. I don't know where they learned their terminology, but I understood.
Ryan was speaking my language this morning. Ryan,
he understood the assignment.
Yeah, does the term settle down scare you or give you comfort?
At first, like, it scared me, but, you know, when you find that right one, which I have, which I'm glad I have, I enjoy the crap out of it.
Even if you have to date your friend's girl, you find her.
Yeah.
Ryan.
No, you got to do.
You and
do
Ashley.
What you got to do. He said, that's his girl.
You and
that's
Ashley
his girl
cute.
Now.
But I will never forget the story.
I will not change who I have settled down with to save my life because I know if I didn't settle down with her, I know I wouldn't be settled down. I would be out there doing a whole bunch of stuff that I don't need to be doing.
Well, so she's making you a better person. Fantastic.
100%. We appreciate you. Hey, listen, that's a smart man. Yes,
all right.
Sir.
Thanks, Ryan. You have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Peace. Bye.
All right. You know who's up next. She's got something to say.
Hey.
Yeah, bye-bye. Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Ebony.
Good morning.
The question is today, does the term settle down scare you or give you comfort?
Okay, so let me put it this way. I'm like, I don't know. I think it's called a hopeless romantic or something.
Yeah.
But basically, I would love to settle down. I would love to have me a bunch of little babies.
Aww.
And speaking of which, DZ, you up over there with that cute little family, that cute little wife, them cute kids, and then you up here cute, and all of y'all cute.
Listen, you're so sweet envying the lives of others, but trust me, DZ and I know how crazy we are sometimes, and it's hectic to have that little family when you're chasing a three-year-old through a park.
Yeah, but then they grow up and you look back and you like, dang, look at my little legacy.
Look at our work.
Ebony, your legacy would be great too if Ebony had
Look, I'm not from the culture of, oh, I don't need a man. No, I would like a man. I would love a man.
Ebony said, bring them in here, boy.
Yeah, well, but Ebony, I agree. I don't need a man, but I'd like a man. There's a difference.
Okay, I would love a man. I don't need one, but I want you.
I didn't say love I one. I said ya. Like.
Hey, and Ebony's at that stage where she's going, oh, no, don't tell her to settle down. She's just trying to ramp up with a man and some babies.
I want to marry you. And I want to be with you.
Ebony, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 31.
Oh, you're just
right. We're the same age, right?
Plenty of time.
Exactly, DZ. 93, baby.
Woo! You know what? Babies. Somebody texted in and said, I think you two should do a matchmaker segment. I mean, we could find Ebony
Let
love.
Let me know.
Ebony, what's up?
No, Ebony.
Ebony, what's up?
Nobody's good enough for you. Have a great day, Ebony. Sorry.
Thank you,
honey. See, Allie's just trying to keep you for herself.
Yep.
I hear it.
Duh.
Hi, Allie.
I love you.
Get off my line.
Get off my line. Bye. Oh, my God. I hung up on Ebony. But I was happy when I did it. I loved her. I was loving her when I did it.
I support it, though. You know me.
All right. Last but not least, he's calling from Milwaukee. We got to get to our boy Darnell.
Hey, Wepa.
Good morning. Wepa. Darnell, does the term settle down scare you or give you comfort?
Actually, comfort.
Yep.
Go on. He's like, that's it.
I mean, I'm a people person and stuff like that. And I mean, I've been married for the past almost nine years now.
Wait, I don't even know if I knew Darnell was married. Did you know that?
I feel like, I mean, I guess it's not common knowledge, but I felt like I had the knowledge that he was married.
Oh.
If you baking enough and cooking enough, something tells me you married.
Fair enough. Anyway, Darnell, you were saying it makes you feel good.
I mean, yeah, it makes me feel good.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Darnell. You have a good day.
You too. Getting ready for tomorrow.
Hey, there you go. Tomorrow. That's right.
He's going to Mexico. You know what? You're just trying to rub it in. Now I'm hanging up on you, too.
Gas the car up.
Bye, Darnell. Bye. All right.
I won't forget the fact he's driving. I ain't jealous of that.
You know what? Somebody texted in. They said, the term I think you want is grow up. Does growing up scare you? No. Settling down and growing up are not the same.
I'm sorry. Not the same.
You can still have a very fun life and not ever be in a relationship or have children. And I don't think you could be, you might not even have a home. You might just travel around, rent, and move from city to city. You never know.
Listen, I am down to settle down. I refuse to grow up.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Did I hear the words update? Did you say update? We love an update on this show, DZ. I'm all for this. What's going on today?
Listen, I need the squad, and we ain't riding at dawn. We riding right now.
We ride when we're available to ride.
if you're free, we ride it right now.
You guys,
now.
We're riding. Are you free? That's it. We should change the whole statement.
Hey, big head, you free?
Ironically, I am, and so are the listeners. Let's go. Let's roll.
Perfect. All right. Like y'all know, my wife and I purchased our first home coming up on a year.
We're a few days
away from a year.
Congrats.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congrats.
One of the main things was fixing up the backyard the way we wanted to fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Fence, grass, you know, mulch, the whole nine for the boys. The mulch is the update that I'm here to give y'all, because last time, you remember, I had hit up this company and they had ghosted me for feels like 2 months?
This is a great story. Some guy random, did you see the guy or did he come to your door? Oh, you went and got him and asked for mulch, right?
I was pulling up to my house and I saw this guy working on somebody else's property, one of my
neighbors.
Right. And I was like, great, I'm a word of mouth, old school kind of cat. So I rolled my window down and went, hey, buddy, come here.
Yep.
And I was like, what do I got to do to get some mulch? I see y'all mulching right now, you know, taking down the taken down tree. And he said, oh, just right now works. Give me your number. I'll pop over after I'm done here. I could get you an estimate or basically tell you when I could do it because it's free mulch. Once
that's
we got
right.
a load, we drop it off.
And
for
he came
free.
Back and gave you and said he was going to return and never did or something.
He said, I'll come back in a couple weeks because he did come to the house later on that afternoon.
And then just disappeared.
Fantastic. And then he ghosted me for what felt like 2 months.
Uh-huh.
The advice y'all gave me was either go with a new mulch company or contact the old mulch company and make an official contact because I hadn't made an official contact.
Right.
I made an official contact.
You called the company?
I hit the company up direct.
This is what we were dying to hear.
I called their landline.
Okay.
They ghosted me too. I said what I said. It's now been another 3 weeks.
Come on.
I hit them up.
When you called the company, you couldn't leave a message or what? What happened?
I talked to somebody directly. Called the company, I spoke with somebody live and in person.
Okay.
I was like, hello, miss, how are you doing?
Walk
me
through
the situation.
You know me, I need details.
I played her Ali and DZ on demand on the Odyssey app and said, listen to this real quick. Right? So what they told me to call, so I'm calling.
Yeah. The listener call the company.
I explained the situation. She said, okay, no, that makes sense for sure. Let me get in contact and we will be in touch shortly. And shortly, I'm assuming, might be a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Tops. It's now been, like I said, about 3 weeks. This company feels like
they ghosted you.
Come up
no,
here.
They don't.
They ghosted me.
What is happening?
I mean,
what's happening. Nothing's happening. That's the problem. Sorry, go on.
that's the exact problem.
Yeah.
Nothing is happening.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck in the tough place of, as a proud individual, as a person of note. All jokes. But no, as the hard-headed SOB that I could be, let me just say it plainly, sometimes I feel like, hold on, y'all not just gonna curb me now, because it's shame on once. You were right, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. The third time, I'm gonna call y'all up and say, what the bleep is going on?
But this is where it gets so weird, DZ, is that it's free. So this is why you can't be entitled about it, because it's free, so you can't even go and be like, where the hell's my mulch?
Where's my mulch?
Because it's free, and this is where the dilemma lies, right? They're clearly pushing you to the side instead of just being honest and saying, we're never bringing you mulch. They're going to continue to just curb you. But at the same time, why are they saying that? Why did the guy say that? Just say I can't do it anymore.
And then why did the lady go ahead and retake my information? All that.
They're pacifying you.
They're pacifying me. So do I go somewhere else? Do I now call off of principle and pride and go, man, y'all are bogus. Y'all are terrible. Do I leave a bad review? How petitious do I get about this? Because I lack and I get blinders once I'm a little bothered. And I'm a little bothered.
Sure. You can't leave a bad review for something free, can you?
Is this another question.
Can you?
I have two terrible service experiences back to back, and I feel like I've been more than patient about this entire situation. From a company,
a
reputable one at that. We wanted to have this mulch by this weekend for our own selfish reasons, and now I don't have the mulch.
And it's already here, and you called 3 weeks ago.
I've called 3 months ago at this rate. It feels like I should just let it go for the season. Even Erin said, she was like, just let it go for the season. We'll rock the dirt and we'll buy our own mulch next year.
Totally.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to do that.
Erin's got a great point. Okay, so Erin says, just let it go. Let's go through this slow. Okay, so Erin says, I got to write all the options down. Erin says, let it go. That's option one, right? And then we're going to see what else the listeners say. Option two is what DZ said, give them a bad review and light them up.
DZ petitious. Option B.
I get down with petitious. Don't act like I'm not behind you on this, okay? I feel a little bit of Erin in my soul and a little bit of you right now. That's why this show works, okay?
We're your spirit animals.
You guys are. You guys are a combination of my spirit animals. I love it. And then option three is, what was the option three? Go somewhere else. Go to a different company.
But they're not going to be able to expedite.
So it's stupid to go to a different company, is it?
I mean, no, not stupid, because if we can get it before the end of the season, that'd be great. But still, at this rate, I'm just upset at the company that I did try to hit up.
Right, you're still mad. You're still mad about the free guy. I get it.
Right. I'm upset for my own selfish reasons. I feel like I'm in my own head about it. I need to settle down.
Okay, somebody texted in and said, I think you call one more time. Explain it's been twice now that you've been promised. Give them a week to call, and then I would write a terrible review because, yes, it's free, but it's bad customer service. Oh. And
thank you.
Somebody else said, have you checked their current reviews, this landscaping company?
I actually have not. Maybe that's something I should do.
Ooh, and then Saucy Sandra, you know, who works in landscaping, says, I want to know what company this is. Word of mouth is exactly how this works. We're not going to do it on the air because, hello.
Not that type. Not yet.
Not till the third call happens, if you know what I'm saying.
If that's the option we're going with.
Right? From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, DZ wants to know what to do next. 414-533-1037. What should he know about the company that's ghosting him twice now? Twice! I give you props for calling back, honestly.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so DZ is giving a big update on the mulch company and everything that happened. The guy came to his house after DZ hit him up on the street and said, hey, can I get some of that mulch? He came by, said, we'll be back. They never came back. He calls the company after we talked about it on the show. 3 weeks have passed, and nobody has returned the call. So they're clearly ghosting you, DZ. Clearly.
I mean, they don't care about my business, even though it was free business anyway.
That's what I mean. They don't care. And we don't know what option to do. Hi, Sammy. Good morning. I know he can't hear Auntie Allie, but hi. I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Happy birthday yesterday, Sammy. I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Oh, DZ's working from home, and can you always do this so I can look at Sammy every day?
Don't tell me.
All right, let's go to the phones.
No, please, don't tell me.
Sammy thought that was funny, too. He's like, oh, okay. First up, DZ, you know who we got. It's our girl.
It's getting hot in here.
Hey.
It is Heather in Shorewood.
Hey.
Good morning. Heather, what's your advice for DZ today?
Well, first off, texting guy who says, call him again. This ain't baseball. They don't get three strikes. Strike twice. It is time to be suspicious.
Yeah.
You have a bad review.
Okay.
Call another company. Explain the situation to them. Because, yes, it's free for you, but this is also a way companies attract new business. Hey, this company gave me free mulch. I'm going to call them when I need my tree trimmed.
Well, that is true. You know what? Heather has a great point. You might use them later for business. You might have had they given you that mulch and followed on their word. Granted, it's not. You also look at the company. You go, oh, because one of my employees promised somebody something. Now I'm accountable for that. Unfortunately, it gets all muddy then, right?
It gets muddy. Oh, but then when you make an official contact of the company and they still now ghost you, what are you doing other than business, right? Like, because I get it. They make their bread and butter from the trees that fall that the people call and pay to have removed.
Right.
But what, it's the other side of the business. It's a flip of the coin. I'm helping them get rid of something that then they don't got to get paid to get rid of for themselves.
Well, it's relationships. It's being in the community, the networking, the getting to know people, all that with a business, right?
Man. And I feel lied to.
Tell the truth.
I feel lied to. Well, you were lied to. They were pacifying you. And I mean, some might say it wasn't a lie. Some might say they were just, you know, kind of telling you what you wanted to hear instead of just saying, we're not bringing you mulch, which would have been what they should have said.
And maybe it's a blessing in disguise. I don't know, because we've heard some horror stories about mulch, right? And what we want to use this mulch for is for our kids' play area. So we don't want it to be really thick, chunky, dangerous pieces of wood. We'd like it to be mulch that you see on like a playground. Mm-hmm. So that might be something we have to pay for. I don't know.
Yeah, you can't be getting all bougie with the mulch you want now and be like, but this mulch isn't the type we want. We need better free mulch. Like, you can't be getting high maintenance on me, DZ, okay?
Should I put my pinky down?
Yes.
It's okay.
He can, but he can't be when it's free, okay?
Yes, he can.
You can't call the company that's giving you free mulch and be like, where's my nice mulch?
Anywhere You know I'm trying to devil's advocate my own situation.
For sure. Oh my gosh, Heather, thank you for calling.
We love you.
Bye. Bye. All right, the next call you're going to love, DZ, but give me a minute. I want to read some of these texts quick. Let's see. Allie and DZ, not sure if the company you're using, what they're called, but We Energies also provides the mulch. We went through this already with the mulch and the wood chips when you talked about it the first time. And what? We found out there's actually a waiting list. Wasn't that what the issue was?
In a long waiting
list. It wasn't like, it's like a Packers ticket waiting list. Like, nobody's, good luck. You're not getting season tickets this year.
Yeah, I ain't getting
it's most
this
happening.
Season, my boy.
All right, up on the phone next, he's in Bayview, DZ.
Oh.
A neighbor.
Oh, my nigga. Hey, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi. He asked if he could help you out a little, DZ.
All right, give me some advice, man. Talk to me.
Go ahead, Patrick. Tell DZ what you've got for him today. Behind door number one.
I think you asked for a couple of options, right? I think they have reasons. Maybe they are man down or something like that, and they can't provide you some wood chips right now. Mm. Maybe because you mentioned you need playground chips, you know, they don't have those, and they didn't want to get you something you don't want to use for your kids. So I think you did the right thing. You asked for help. I have hauled my own wood chips a couple of times. And if you need it this weekend, let's do it tomorrow morning.
Patrick!
What?
He said, let me help out DZ, and I will help you get wood chips before Saturday. How about that, dude?
Whoa, hey.
Patrick, you're like an angel. Like,
you really are, man.
The non-religious in me became religious real quick, boy.
A godsend, right? Hold on, Patrick. You are a really cool individual. I appreciate that, man. I feel bad, but
I'm saying,
you gotta let me pay you though. You gotta let me pay you because I can't take that for free, man. Not
Patrick,
at all, bro.
Patrick,
not at all. You gotta let me pay you.
Charge him like $3.
We figure that out.
Okay,
but I would be happy to help, and I have done it. It depends how much you need. Yeah, you know, it's like a couple. You know, I don't know how big your backyard is, so we need to figure that out.
Nice.
You know what? Let's keep Patrick on hold for
Patrick,
a quick second.
Hold
I'm
on.
Holler at my boy. We're going to figure that out because I do. Like I said, I got to give you some bread, man. Bread for wood. You feel me? Bread for them chips, baby.
Patrick, hold on. We're getting your info. Don't move, okay?
All right.
Did we just solve a problem?
Hold on.
Who are we? The stars are actually aligning today. This is a way better day.
Did what would DZ do? Should DZ do just check one off the book for sure, for real?
This didn't happen in the last year and a half. This is amazing.
Whoa. Hold on. We got to take time.
103.7 Kiss FM. Yes, definitely a story for another time. We were talking off the air. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa.
Yes, we have Charlie Baron's tickets after Am I the Jerk, but can we just rewind and talk about what's going on this show, because we're pretty transparent with the listeners within reason. We do have our own personal stuff going on, but yesterday was really chaotic on the show.
Oh, I thought you meant about the time my aunt kidnapped me as a baby.
Well,
I thought you meant rewinding that.
That is the story I want.
That's the story for another time.
Because the reason he told me is his aunt kidnapped him, this is how we got there, was because I said yesterday was Sammy's third birthday.
That's
so the fact that you had the day you had on Sammy's birthday is wild, which you're going to get into.
It was
crazy.
Insane.
And I said, had you let me have Sammy yesterday, because I offered to take him in all the chaos we're going to get into, it would have been like Disneyland. Like, he and I would have had we would have been in Jamaica. And you'd be like, are you going to bring Sammy home? I'm like, oh, we're having the time of our lives.
We're just chilling. No,
Aunt Allie is spoiling today.
And I said, oh, you're my Aunt Rosalba. You would have kidnapped Sammy and taken him on his first plane ride.
Correct.
And we didn't know it. We wouldn't know about
it. DZ goes,
because that's exactly what
he
happened.
He goes, no, really, my aunt kidnapped me and my mom freaked out. I'm like, wait, this is a story we need another day.
I got taken on a weekend trip, for real. I'll break it down one time.
We need to hear that another time. I really want that story. But yesterday, you get into it. I don't even know where to start. It was a wild day. You disappeared in the middle of the show, and some people did, of course, notice. They went, why is the show pre-recorded? Now, but we were having an emergency. So DZ, you go ahead. Start at the top.
Listen, we were just chilling. We was just chilling at work, having a grand old day. We had just got done ribbing my wife because she wants like 50 different cakes for her birthday coming up.
Yep.
But it was my son's birthday yesterday. So, you know, we were having some fun. When all of a sudden my wife hits me up and is like, yo, I'm really uncomfortable. Like, my arm's hurting, my back's hurting, my side is hurting kind of crazy. Like, I don't know. Do you think you could come home? And I went, huh?
So, you know,
and
it's bad.
She looks really, really pale and really about to sweat. And my immediate thought is, are you okay? Are the boys okay?
Yeah.
Wait, what's going on? You know what? I'm asking too many questions. I need to be in the car.
Yeah, because you're FaceTiming her. That's how you knew she was pale. Yeah.
She FaceTimed me. Right. So I'm like, what up? I'm like, okay, listen, I'm going to come home because I don't like how she's looking. And I know she's home alone with the boys. We got we got a 3-year-old now on his birthday and a 8-month-old, soon to be 9-month-old. And we're going, no, I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that you don't feel good. And ain't nobody really there that can help. You know what I'm saying?
Look, so, if Aaron said come home, you know it's bad. And no, she's not saying come home unless it's really bad.
And that's not
in
my wife.
In the middle of the show, by the way.
Come home, please.
Yeah, no, she's not.
My wife is not the come home, please wife.
No.
She's going to figure it out.
Yeah, she is.
And for what she figured out was to call me and say, please come home, that meant I needed to come home.
It was bad, yeah. It was bad.
So I hit it home, man.
By the way, I was in the bathroom, everybody. This is how it went down. This is the funny part of the story.
I was going to leave that out. Okay,
no, leave it in.
Do your thing.
I'm in the bathroom, and we're literally, it's this time in the show, and all of a sudden I hear, Ally! And I go, and from the bathroom, I go, what? And DZ opens the door, which was fine with me because there's multiple stalls, so he couldn't see me or anything.
I wasn't looking in, just for the record.
You flung open the women's bathroom. You're like my brother. You flung open the women's bathroom door and you go, I gotta go. Aaron's not okay. And by the time I came out of the bathroom, you were gone.
Gone.
Of course, I jump up. I'm like, ah! And you were long gone. I had never seen.
I left tire marks in the parking lot.
And I was like, okay, now what? Shoot, what's happening? The show. What? Is Aaron okay? Are the babies okay? What's happening?
What is happening?
Well, and that's
I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, so then.
So long story short, we did end up taking my wife to the hospital to get checked out just because the combination of things she was experiencing, I didn't like, man.
Something wasn't right.
I didn't like that. Something wasn't right. So I left in a tizzy. I left all of my things. Thank you for bringing my wallet to the hospital.
This is the best part. So DZ says, I can't get into Freightert without my ID, that Aaron's going to Freightert and I can't get in. And I'm like, oh. And so your backpack was sitting in this. Everything was here.
Everything.
You left with nothing but keys and a phone.
You want to know the dumbest thing?
What?
My keys were next to my wallet.
I
grabbed my keys and not my wallet.
All you cared about was your family and your wife. You were worried about getting home and the kids. You did the right thing. I drove the ID to Freightert at the end of the show and met DZ. And I go, here's your ID. Go see your wife.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Don.
I didn't do much, but I was trying to help, you know?
My man brain said, as long as I got keys for Vroom Vroom, I'm good. the rest don't matter.
Well, because you're not thinking, I need my ID. You're just not thinking that far ahead. You're thinking, I want to go home and check on my wife. You're not going on my wife.
I'm not thinking we're going to the hospital.
Yeah, you're not like, I'm going to be freighted in an hour and I need an ID. Like, why would you be thinking that? You know?
I was thinking, I'm going to run home, check on Aaron real quick, and then make sure the boys are good. And if I need to bring Sammy on his birthday into the station, I'll be right back. That's what I was thinking.
Totally.
That's not what happened. But we are good. We're working from home just to make sure the fam is good. Just because Aaron's just still sore from the day, man. Yeah. Who likes to sit in the hospital?
Nobody likes
to go to the hospital? Who likes to say hospital? Not me.
No. You can work from home all you need to help
but
her and help the boys. She's okay.
So when you hear Sammy in the background going crazy, now you know why. It's because I'm just from La Casa, chilling, doing dad things.
You let my nephew do whatever he wants. You hear me?
I'm about to drop him off soon. Don't worry about it.
I mean, what? You're going to bring him to the radio station?
Oh, all of a sudden you can't hear, huh?
Wait, what? I mean, yeah, bring my nephew. I can't wait. You ready for Am I the Jerk? I know. Oh, I love that little boy. I hope Sammy had a great birthday. I did not kidnap him. So I hope it was a weird day for you guys, but Auntie Allie's coming by with Paw Patrol stuff, and I'm going to spoil the crap out of that kid.
These monster truck remote control cars that he got, these little RC cars that he got for his birthday that he hasn't put down since he got them yesterday, they say he had a good birthday.
I miss when my kids were three and they actually liked little toys like trucks and didn't ask for 19 things. I miss those days.
I'm excited. I could play with these things now, too. They're remote control. Let's
okay,
go.
Okay, DZ.
Race me.
Sure. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, this one involves roommates and being upset that your roommate is not cooking food for you.
What is that? What?
I know, it sounds a little funny, right? So listen, okay. This is what this person wrote in. It says, my girlfriend and I live together with a roommate. We all contribute equally to our monthly house food, which is food meant for everyone, not one specific person. That's our budget. We can still have our own food as long as we communicate so nobody else eats someone else's food. Sounds like a good system, right?
I like it.
Yeah. She says, a couple weeks ago, I made myself and my girl some spaghetti with the house food. Just noodles and generic brand canned sauce. Nothing fancy, quick and easy. I was feeling lazy. I was at work until late that night, and myself and my girlfriend ended up finishing all of the spaghetti. So when the roommate came home, she saw the dirty pot in the sink and made a comment about being sad there was none saved for her. So I asked if she wanted me to save some for her next time I made it, but she didn't really give me a straight answer. I did get the feeling she wanted me to, though. A few days later, I made some pork chops. Again, nothing fancy. My roommate wasn't home, but my girlfriend wasn't hungry and didn't eat her portion, so I offered it to the roommate when she came home. She accepted. However, when she put the food in the microwave to warm it up, she made a face. What is going on with these people? Since then, whenever we're in the kitchen and I'm cooking, she's been kind of hovering over my shoulder and trying to give me advice on how to season my food. And honestly, sometimes it's good advice. But at the end of the day, I just want her to leave me alone. Now she's gotten all annoyed with me. Later on, said my tone came off a bit angry. I wasn't angry. I was just stating a fact. But maybe I just don't want to cook for her because she doesn't like my cooking. And that's why I'm not doing it. So basically, they're buying all this house food, DZ. But then there's three total in this house. A couple, and there's like a triangle.
The third wheel. Right.
And the couple's constantly cooking for themselves with the house food, but not making enough for the third. And they're saying, like, but we don't, they complain about the way we cook. They make fun of our seasoning. Like, you get all the reasons they're saying we don't want to cook.
Yeah, sure. But does that matter, though, in my opinion? Mm-mm. Does the way you cook in any household matter? When you are cooking, do you care what the boy's input is about the way you're seasoning
Hell
the chicken?
Hell no.
Thank
Hell
you.
Hell no.
If you're the one cooking, I'm the one cooking. If my foot's in it, take your foot out. Don't worry about it. If you want to take over the pot, then take this apron, Poppy, because don't play me. If I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the kitchen. Don't tell me how to do things.
Right.
Right?
And I also think that, yes, if you're already making spaghetti with the house food for everybody, why wouldn't you make an extra portion? But then I think, wait, you don't know if they want it. And why would you always be responsible to cook for them at the end of the day? Because their schedule means that they're not home during dinner. Every time you cook for them? No. That's not your wife either. That's your roommate.
That's
Do you know what I'm saying?
Where it gets weird is because y'all got communal food. Y'all got a food budget that everybody throws bread at. So when you are cooking, I think the courteous thing to do is logically portion them something out.
You think they should?
You finish the box of noodles. That's great. Now there's no noodles. Say, what if they were planning just coincidentally to come home and have some late night noodles when they get home from work? Now they can't because you finished the noodles and now they don't even got the option to go, oh, well, thank you for saving me some. No, you ate it all. You bogus.
Yeah.
You bogus. That's communal food. You should have made them their portion.
I think so.
Otherwise, you got to... You got to start buying separate food.
Yeah.
You can't have community food and not save it for the community.
But it's not even like they want a solution. That would be mine too. Stop buying food together and just do your own thing if this is going to be a constant problem. But the question is, am I the jerk for not cooking food for my roommate? They have a communal fund and a communal kitchen. They buy everything together. And then, you know, the roommate's saying, well, why didn't you cook for me when you cooked the joint food? But you can't be expected to cook every day.
No, and
that's why I'm saying not the jerk. That's where I'm going with this one.
Hearing the title, I want to say not the jerk, but hearing the context, you a little bit of the jerk for real, bro. Y'all had an agreement.
You think that definitely a jerk because they should have cooked. All right. 414-533-1037. Is this guy the jerk because he won't cook? I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl, DZ. I don't even think it matters. Are they the jerk for not cooking food for their roommate from the group fund? We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today's came in, and someone wants to know if they're the jerk for not cooking food for their roommate because they all put in money for the food that they all have in the kitchen. There's a couple and then the third wheel. There's three of them total. And he or she was saying, I cook for my girlfriend, and then the roommate gets mad that I didn't cook them food when they get home because we have this communal fun. But I don't know. Should they be cooking?
Did it say at any point that the roommate cooks for them when they cook for themselves?
It did not.
Because I felt like that was just a conscious that I thought was a thing. But maybe not.
Nope, did not. Dang, did not at all.
Let's go to the phones. Yeah, I'll say what I said.
Sherelle's in Milwaukee. Hi, Sherelle. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. What do you think? Is this person a jerk for not cooking food for the roommate?
Out the communal food.
I say yes, they're jerks because if we all put money together to spend, regardless if I'm there or not, you still should put me a plate up.
That's my food too. Whether I eat it or not, that's my choice.
It's like if it's a workplace or a camp or whatever, if you're buying the food and you got to make the meals, you might as well make it all at once. But then here's the problem, Sherelle. You always get stuck cooking their food. Then I go the other way and I go, hold on, I'm not responsible to cook your food every day, even if we have communal food.
Chef.
Yeah, like how convenient that I'm just always gone when you're cooking dinner. And now every night, everybody would love to come home to a home cooked meal, wouldn't they?
Okay,
wouldn't they?
Stop using that much logic.
Sorry. Sorry, Sherelle, where were we? I don't know.
you're not wrong. And after a while,
but neither are you guys.
It would be something. After a while, you'd be like, all right, man, I'm not going to keep cooking you dinner every single night, right? Like, I'll leave you your noodles uncooked for when you do want to make your noodles.
Yeah.
But that's also an option. What me and Sherelle are saying is that if you're making the food and it is some money out of my pocket,
be nice.
I'd appreciate my plate in the fridge, whether it's good or not, whether I eat it or not. I like where she's going with it. Exactly.
For sure.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Sherelle. We appreciate it. She says jerk. Have a good day.
Bye.
Next up, she's on day three of getting her theme song. You call 5 days in a row on this show, you get your own theme song, but you have to call 5 days in a row, and it's not as easy as you think. Good morning, Melissa and Hubertus.
Let's get it.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Sherelle just said jerk. DZ says jerk. I say not the jerk for not cooking the roommate food. What do you think?
I say not the jerk, Allie. I agree with you. I'm sorry, but a communal food pot to me just sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
you meant the pun.
Especially when you have different schedules and stuff like that, and one is cooking the food, and it's a mess. Like, honestly, they should, if they want to put into a pot, like, fine, but then, like, I think one should go shopping, the other one should go shopping, and, like, have their own set food, because it's just, like, it's too much. It's too much.
Mm. All right, the jerk.
I was going to ask, so not the jerk, but Melissa's saying then you can't even buy the same food, so if I want
noodles,
we need two different boxes of noodles, so I got my own noodles to make.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, like, how can you share a box of noodles? Like, really, if you think about it. I mean, if you're going to make it all.
We always make way too much noodles, don't we? Isn't that the problem with noodles? But they're cheap, so we don't care. We're like,
leftovers. Why isn't there any for the roommate? Huh? What? Ooh. Yep. Why isn't there leftovers for the roommate?
If she's complaining about, like, the way things taste and the way he cooks, it's like, that's just another no-no. It's like, be happy with what you get, girl. Like, you get what you get, or
you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
You don't throw a fit.
Exactly.
I don't disagree with y'all. I'm just arguing.
Damn it, DZ. All right, Melissa. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day four, hopefully.
Woohoo! I can't wait.
All right, have a good day.
Have a great day.
That means we're
right, bye,
bye. We're split right down the middle now, DZ, because they one said jerk, one said not the jerk, and finally, one of our regulars is going to be the tiebreaker today. Bella's in Kenosha.
Morning.
Hola.
Bella, jerk or not the jerk for not cooking the roommate food? They buy the food all together, but then they don't cook for the roommate. Should they?
Well, I could understand why some people would say that they're a jerk, but I'm going not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. She's not like me. I get it why you're just not being nice. You're just not thinking right. about them. But at the same time, you're not responsible to cook for an adult every day. I don't care.
Yeah, that's true. It you is know? True.
Yeah, exactly. I don't get the whole, like, they should have had a conversation about this. Like, and obviously that's probably part of the problem. You know what I mean?
Oh, the lack of communication. Yeah.
Hello. What a concept.
You figure, like, what more communication do you need if, hey, we're all throwing money in the pot for our food? Mm-hmm. All of the food is ours. Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, yeah, but if you, they don't if like the way that they cook. If I cook food and someone's going to grumble about it, then I'm not going to cook you food.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
I get it. We're more stuck. Not saying more stuck, but we are a little hung up on the fact that they complain about how you cook.
Yeah. You got to let that go. Mila texted in and said, just take turns cooking. Let it go and stop cooking for them if they don't like your cooking. What's the problem? That's what I say. Yeah.
They got to come up with a different cooking schedule so everybody's cooking the same amount and then ain't nobody complaining about nothing.
If I cook for you and you don't like it, I'm not going to feel guilty if you don't like it. That's not my problem. You go cook for yourself then. I don't care. Like, that's where I'm at with it. You're a grown up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Leave me my nine noodles in the box, bro. I'm gonna cook my own stuff.
That's the petitious way, and that's why I love you, DZ. Bella, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
You said leave my nine noodles. You are something. I get it, though.
Don't touch my nine elbows. I'm going to boil them by myself. Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to lie. I don't disagree with your method here. I'm just saying, you know? All right. So it ends up being not the jerk today for not cooking the roommate's food. You know, I went on a date last night. We haven't even talked about anything.
Oh my gosh.
Because there's way more important things happening right now.
Like, my brain completely forgot that you went on a date.
Why
dog.
Would you care about that with the day you had? What?
I mean, I don't. I'm not saying that like it's definitely like the most important thing in my life.
No,
but
you
I completely
care.
Forgot that you had a date.
I know.
Like, no, that's. I know people do care.
Well,
people do care. And not to say I don't care, but your love life is of no consequence to me, right? But people love hearing about it. And you know, man, when the tea is hot, I'm trying to ship something. So talk to me, right?
Like, oh, you want up, me to tell you about it? No, I got to go. Sorry, we should play a song.
My wife enjoys hearing about your dating life, so she would love the tea.
She would? Okay, fine. All right. Well, I did go on a date last night. I met multiple listeners on this date, DZ. They were so... I love it when people come and say hi. It's the best. I met a mom and her daughter, and Sloan was her name, a nine-year-old who had just had like a brain aneurysm. The mom's telling me this.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, let me set up the
on
scene.
A date.
Yeah, I'm in Waukesha, by the way, setting up the scene. And the stories I heard and the people I met were awesome. But how about I tell you about it next, DZ? You know what? Let's take a little break. And I think that would be best for everyone. And then we'll come back.
Collect ourselves.
And I will tell you about my date. Kiss FM. I know. I feel like I get like sometimes I get annoyed like talking about my dating life. I feel like we're on it's becoming a record like on repeat and it's getting old. You know what I mean? Like are you bored with it?
Listen,
am I bored with it?
When you find your favorite song, don't you listen to it on repeat?
Fair. You know what? You're right.
A lot of people say they enjoy your dating life, man. But
you're right.
I personally am not the one to share so much, but you are an open book, my G, and they love it.
A lot. A very open book.
A lot.
And guys always are like, you going to talk bad about me on the air? Which this guy actually never asked, weirdly enough, that I was out with last night. But normally they're like, you going to talk bad? And I always say, only if you suck. If you don't suck, I won't talk bad about you. If you're a nice guy, we won't have any problems.
Friday is coming up. Man.
Are you married? Then we won't have any. If you're not married, we're good to go. You're single? Great.
Green flag. Yes, sir.
So I met this guy on Hinge. This is where I met this guy. We had a date planned for last night. Met up with him in Waukesha and went on the rooftop at People's Park. Have you been up there?
Have not.
Super nice. Love it.
That
downtown Waukesha.
Like a good time. Yeah.
Downtown Waukesha has got a good little downtown. They got, you know, lit up. They got the guitar. It's just a good little city.
It's a fun little pocket, right? Yeah. Because it is, you know, the home of Les Paul, mm-hmm. right? So you got to give it its homage. And they built it up with the mm-hmm. little river right there.
It's cute.
It's got a sweet spot.
It's
cute. You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So I met this guy around 5:30 and I was out till about 10. With this guy on a date. And we talked all night. It was really good. But the funny part of the story is that for a second, he thought he was getting catfished and that I was not coming. And this is really funny. You got to hear this, DZ.
He thought he was getting catfished by you.
By me. Or that it wasn't me. That someone
that
was using
you.
Me
right, right.
To lure him.
Profile.
To lure
right,
him.
Right. Okay, okay.
And this is why he thought this. Because he's like, you're never going to believe. I actually have a really good story for you. And I go, because we both came in like on one. I was like, I got a story. He's like, I got a story.
No, me first.
And I said, you go.
Well, so y'all came in matching energies from Joe.
For sure.
Like
and I'm like what's
it.
Your energy? Or what's your story? He says, well, I was dating someone previously. I go, no. That's it. How could you do this to me?
Okay, goodbye.
And then we both started laughing. And he goes, no, I was dating someone previously. He goes, and it ended, you know, like a week ago. And I go, how many dates did you go on? He goes, oh, like three maybe. And I go, okay. Well, what happened? He goes, well, this is crazy. But I ended things with her because he just basically kind of said it felt like, you know, it was maybe moving a little too fast and she thought they were, you know, not in a relationship. It was a little weird. So they split. It was moving too fast.
One of them thought it was more casual and the other one did not.
Fair enough. And so he said when he got to the bar yesterday, he pulls up and he sees her sitting outside.
Oh, no.
The girl that he just broke up with like a week ago or that he went on three dates with. He sees her literally sitting outside like having dinner. And
when
he said, when he's supposed to meet me at the same
place,
he goes, I was convinced like she was catfishing me at that moment. I was like, oh my gosh, Allie's not going to come. He said,
he was like, it's about to be her.
Yeah. He goes, she's catfishing me because she's mad at me because I ended things. He goes, oh my God. He goes, and I'm so stupid. He's like, and here I come. And I said, why didn't you message me? And he goes, because I was worried I was messaging her.
So he's contemplating just straight dipping. Like, I mean, leaving out going, yup, I knew it.
You
it
imagine?
Was too good to be
You end something with a girl a week earlier and she's not happy about it. You go on a new date and she's sitting at the restaurant and you're like, that's it.
At
that's
the time,
it.
You're
she's
supposed
catfishing
to meet
me.
The new girl you're, and you're going, yeah. And when the new girl happens to be you.
You imagine?
Right? Mm-hmm. which we regular folks, right? But like, at the same time.
I understand why he thought that in hindsight.
You're still you, right?
Like, right?
I didn't think that was going to be that turn,
no.
But I'm so glad that's the path we went. That,
that was the turn. That was the turn. So he said he doubled. He said he turned around and went backwards before he came back in.
Oh, I'm instantly going to the car. I'm not walking inside the establishment.
He said he was afraid to come in. And I said, wait, so like if I had walked up and you would, he said his biggest fear was we were going to meet on the street right in front of her and he was going to be mortified. Like if we had met up right there. And I'm like, that would have been horrible. Horror. Could you imagine?
That would have been even worse than it being a catfish.
I said, what do you think she would have done? He's like, she would have come up and said something. I'm like, no. He's like, I'm not.
Easily.
He's like, she would have been like, what's going on? Hi. Like, I was like, can you imagine the crisis we like averted on this date?
You would have had to have lateraled and gone somewhere else immediately because then you would have got the glare the whole night as y'all are sitting there. And you know she wouldn't have left. Oh,
yeah.
You know, whether she was finishing up her din or not, she was not leaving after that. Oh, no. Boy,
if she had seen him on a date, oh, my God.
You bet your bottom dollar her plans were now canceled for the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
She was going to be kicking it there the rest of the time. No, son.
I love that story. Ooh. Isn't that the best story? So,
hey,
and then the
key,
relief. And then the relief when he saw me that I was like, no, it's me. Like,
it's a me. Allie.
So he had such a heart attack. He was really happy to see me. Let's be real. Like he was more happy than normal because of what happened to him before the date. Right?
I'm talking about the emotional roller coaster that man probably went through in a span of 10 minutes. He probably almost canceled. He almost went home. He said, "Let's just stick it out and see." Like I'm already out here. Like oh man.
But we had a really good date, and some great listeners came up and said hi. Like I told you, Sloan, the 9-year-old, and her mom came and said hi, and she just got out of the hospital. She's a little rock star. And just people being nice and coming up. And I loved it. And people are always like, I don't want to bother you. I'm like, bother me.
Bother me.
Come
bother
say
me.
Hi. It's okay. I just met this guy. You come say hi. I don't even know him. You come Don't talk to me.
And I get the concept of people wanting to be like respectful, mm-hmm. but just pull up. Yeah. Yes, we'd rather be approached than not. But like, it's goofy when you see somebody like standing at distance and obviously staring at you. Mm-hmm. Like, just come
say
just
hi. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I know I'm not always looking like I'm approachable, but as soon as you say what's up, I bet you, I promise you, my face will change.
Well, they would wait until he went to the bathroom. That's what listeners were doing. They would wait till he left, and then they would come up.
Until
and
you
be
walk
like,
away and then come up.
I'm telling you.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on? I love you, right. Jerk.
Well, the date ended with...
Hey, that's fire. Okay, thank you. I was going to say, that's fire, but tell me the rest of the date.
The rest
what's
of
up?
The date is, and this is wild, so we get done, and it's like, he's like, you want another? I'm like, no. I'm like, because I was trying to just like drink slow. I was like, because I don't want to be going on these dates, and I can't remember a damn thing because we're drinking. You know what I mean? I feel that way a lot
power
lately.
Hour.
I'm like, I can't.
Power hour for the date? No,
I can't remember
you.
Stuff as it is. Okay, so can I just try to slowly hear this guy's story? But he seemed really, how do I put this? Stable. So I'm sure it's going to go bad any day now because you never feel that on a, you never sense that on a date. You're like, stable? What's with you?
Stability.
Stable. Like,
normalcy.
I don't know. Normal. Huh. Are you normal? But like, what's normal, right? Which we talked about last night. What is normal?
So what's up with the ex? Is she following you around?
Well,
there's got to be something wrong with you, my boy.
Right?
Maybe you're a catfish.
Oh, well, we ended it and he goes, well, do you want to go on a walk? And I was like, okay.
So he did not.
We walked around downtown Waukesha for a little bit, and you'll love I think you'll be proud of me for what I said at the end of the night, because he walked me to my car, and then he's like, well, when can we go out again? And so we made a date for Friday.
Oh,
my kids are my kids are leaving town for a week.
Oh, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah, exactly. So
you got some free time to maybe field this guy. And
exactly. Exactly. So from the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS in HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We made a date. That was just some house cleaning. Sorry. We made a date for Friday. And then he like hugs me and I looked at him and I go, you got to kiss me. And he goes, what?
Whoa.
Yeah. I looked at him. I go, no, you even if it's just a peck, but you have to kiss me. You have to make this romantic right now. And I go, or else we're going to be homies. And he goes, I don't want to be homies.
I don't want to be homies, he says. My Mr. Catfish over here says, oh, I don't want to be homies.
And I looked at him. I go, I don't want to be homies either. So let's go.
Let's go.
And then he kissed me. And then we left. And I go, okay.
That was very direct of you.
I know.
You don't lack in being a direct person.
I've heard this on dates that I'm direct. You know, let's be real.
In dating, it's hard to like sometimes be forward like that. Mm-hmm. And when you want to express some romanticism, because we don't always are an initiative in the romanticism.
Yes.
We accept, right?
Yes.
We always accept.
I just didn't want it.
I like that.
I did not want more tension. I wanted to get it out of the way. Do you know what I'm saying? So that next time it's not as awkward. Like, let's just get this, even if it's a peck, let's just peck it out. And the next time we're going to, you know, get down. Not get down,
like
but you know.
Well,
it's going to be clearly romantic, if that makes any sense.
Next time y'all going to play 21 questions for shout.
Well, we're going out again on Friday. So I'll let you know. Wait, that's tomorrow. Oh, geez. I do have a dumpster fire.
You know what
fire.
Tomorrow is.
Dumpster
okay,
fire.
Say, how about that?
I'm not coming to your funeral. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. I know that sounded dark. Give me a minute, okay?
Let's explain. Yeah,
let's
I think we
got to
take it back a notch.
So it's Allie
You're
and DZ.
You're probably wondering how we got here.
You are wondering why Allie just said she's not going to your funeral, but it's because there's a list is what I heard, and the list does not have me on it. Shannon Doherty, formerly of 90210, that was my core memory with Shannon Doherty. Young people may have no clue who she is, but she recently died of cancer. She was one of the main stars on 90210, the original.
Wasn't she on Charmed?
She was on Charmed for many years, and people will also, more people
that's
might know her from
I
there.
I know her.
Because you're younger.
Say, that's where I associate her
you're
from.
Right.
And I said that because she was on Charmed.
You're right. Charmed is a better way to throw Shannon Doherty out there. She passed away. We knew she had been struggling with cancer for years. She was very open. She was only 53. It was sad, but.
I got to be honest. I did not know she had cancer, so when she passed, it was a shock to me.
Okay.
I didn't know, but I know I was under a rock in that situation because a lot of people knew.
There's a lot of celebrity news and a lot of news in general that it's not hard to miss stuff, DZ.
But I'm not trying to lie and be like, I knew, oh my God, I knew she had. No, I did not know.
Okay, so she passed away, but the story is, if you guys have not seen this online, she made a whole list of people she did not want at her funeral, and that included two co-stars. And her reasoning for this, I am so, you guys, I am so behind this right now. She said,
She blackballed people from the funeral?
Basically, she said in an episode of her podcast before she passed away, she said, there's a lot of people I think would show up. I don't want them there because their reasons for showing up aren't necessarily the best. Like, they don't really like me, you know, they have their reasons, but they don't actually really like me enough to show up to my funeral. She said, they'll show up because it's the politically correct thing to do.
Ah, so they're more doing it to save face, not necessarily an ulterior motive, like to make sure you actually did.
Have you ever,
but they're more doing it to be there in support, even though they didn't actually support.
She said, I don't want people to be crying or people to privately be like, thank God that bee's dead now, which I don't think, well, hopefully they wouldn't say that. But she's basically saying, if I didn't get along with these people and we didn't like each other, I'm setting you free because you're only going to come because it'll look, and these two of her co-stars from 90210, like Jenny Garth, maybe there was one other. It doesn't even matter. It was two people she worked with, and she said, we don't even like each other. You don't have to come because if not, people are going to go, why didn't you go to Shannon's funeral? Right?
Why weren't you there?
You guys worked together. But that doesn't mean...
Don't show me no fake love. Don't show me no fake love.
Think how many people I've worked with on this show. There are some, if something happened, I would be worried. And there's some I would not even... I would be like, okay... that's too, I'm so sad. You know what I mean? We all have people in our lives. You shouldn't be forced to go to stuff because you know someone, especially if you have a horrible relationship with them. However, you should have some humanity in your body at the same time, right? Where you care about people and you don't want people to die or get hurt. But I also don't think you have to be fake and show up to the funeral if you had no relationship. That's weird too.
But hear me out though, because I'm not trying to make this no whole crazy conversation, but
what?
Can it be that, you know, somebody's passing can move you in such emotionally charged ways that you start to feel differently about the person and then you want to pay your respects after they're gone? And it's unfortunate because you can't pay your respects. But when somebody passes, and I've unfortunately had more than enough people I care to count pass in my life, you know, but through age and other reasons, right? Like it hits a point where you're like, man, enough is enough, and you just want to make amends for so many things that you no longer can make amends for, right? Especially when people pass suddenly, that it moves you in such a way that you want to be there in support of them, but to also be around people that really genuinely love them so that you can feel that love again that you once had, because that means you had a falling out. And quite frankly, saying Alyssa Milano and Jenny Garth. Jenny Garth.
It's okay.
Like, those, I would say, like, those are two people where, like, at the end of the day, if they want to show up for you, man, it'd be like me saying and making a list. I disagree.
I agree. I hear you. But she's also saying, like, we don't have a relationship. These people don't need to come. I just want to know how people feel about this. The funeral list. Like, do you guys get behind this? Honestly, would you do this? Would you make a list of people and basically say, you don't need to come to my funeral. Let's not pretend like we were friends. Let's not pretend we had a relationship. Here's my list. I'm setting you free. Or are you with DZ where you're like, it's so petitious. Just go to the funeral. You might feel some type of way about the person who passed. You might have some, I don't want to say closure. I hate the word closure.
No, a change of heart, though. A change of heart or some, I think closure is an okay word to say, because now you feel some type of way for sure that they're gone. And it's almost like, dang, we never got the chance to make those amends in life. And now one of us is gone, bro. Like, I can't get behind that and saying, nah, man, if we ain't rocking life, don't rock with me in death. I love the mentality, but that's a fish in the barrel mentality for me, man.
Okay. 414-533-1037. How do we feel about this? Shannon Doherty made a list of people she did not want to come to her funeral. Would you do this? Can't wait to talk about it next. Kiss FM. Would you write a list of people you don't want at your funeral and then let everyone know?
Say it out loud with your chest.
103.7 Kiss FM. That's what Shannon Doherty did from Charmed in 90210. When she passed away recently from cancer, she had a list of people and she said, let's not be fake. Like, let's not act like we got along, Jenny Garth and Alyssa Milano, and, you know, among others, and if those were the people. But people were like shocked, but she was very open about this on her podcast before she died. That
she basically said, don't show me no fake love and come to my funeral.
Kind of.
We never talked again.
She's like, you don't like me, you know, I don't like you. There's just no reason for it. So let's go to the phones. Let's see what our listeners are going to say. How about I start with, you know who I got to start with.
Oh, yeah. I know who you got to start with.
I know she's got a list. I just know it.
Turn up and
Amanda and Racine.
You know what, guys? Turn down for what, baby?
Amanda's totally got a list. I just know it. Amanda.
I just not.
Yeah, because so
many,
do I.
How many's on the list? Just go. Just name the list. Go. God.
I knew you.
I have my mom, my siblings, their partners, everybody. It's like 15 people.
Amanda was savage with that. I was thinking like an old friend from high school, maybe a coworker.
She said, "No, I want all the love around me because they are very toxic and they'd only come just to act like, oh, we miss her. They really don't care."
Hold on, you just said your mom can't come to your funeral. This is like
She starts. Wow. She named
mom.
Well,
I invited her to my wedding, so anything's possible.
Fair.
Hey,
yeah, I invited her.
I only want the love. I only want love around. So,
but that's fair. I understand that. I just because you're blood with people doesn't mean you have to have a relationship with them.
Amanda,
yeah, I even updated all my documents, everything. I'm making sure, everybody from the rooftop knows. Mm-hmm. Not everybody on Kiss FM knows.
Listen, we got so much love for you, but having people in the double-digit teens, that's diabolical. Crazy work, Amanda.
Amanda, you're so sweet. How do you even have this many enemies? You're not even mean to people. I don't understand.
I don't know how we get here.
Honestly.
You must have a psychotic side we don't know about. It's got to be.
Okay. Mental note. Don't make Amanda angry.
She said maybe.
Don't make Amanda
angry. Hey, I
gotta
protect myself. That's all.
No, I think you're I get it. I get it. No judgment whatsoever. We don't think you're psycho. We actually think you're a delight. No. That's why we can't believe you have a list.
I'm not scared of you at all. Don't worry. You guys are on the list.
Okay, good. All right, good. We're coming.
Oh, man.
Until we upset you. Hold on. Give it time, Amanda. Give it time.
Oh, no. When I die, I put it on. I want to listen to 103.7 Kiss FM.
Let's go.
Wait, never thought we'd have a happy Kiss FM funeral, but Amanda and Racine's might be it for once, finally.
Kiss FM in the afterlife. You heard it here first.
Amanda, bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, let's go. And you know what? I'm going to pull up our boy next. Let me get his theme song. He's calling from Milwaukee. Oh, good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
Hey! He called 5 days in a row, and then he never called again. Good to have you back.
Oh, whatever.
I'm teasing.
This guy is one of his theme songs.
Hi, Julian. All right.
No, what's up, man?
What do you think? Would you have a list of people you don't want at your funeral?
Would I? No.
Okay.
Because, I wouldn't. No, regardless, but I feel that if that's one of your wishes, then yeah, go ahead and do it. And it's up to your family to uphold your wishes at that time.
Which makes it so messed up, though, Julian. Think about that, DZ, too. Like, who has to enforce it? How awkward. The only people suffering are the ones that have to enforce it. Ugh.
Who's going to stop you? True. I mean, but if those are your final wishes, if your people are your people, they're going to honor that by any means necessary. You heard me?
I suppose.
Which they should. Unfortunately, I had just went through this in March with my father that passed away. He had spoke about people he didn't want there and everything
else.
Obviously, funerals and stuff like that, like, there's family commotion. And it happened with my brother being one of the issues. And I said no. And it came to the point where, like, all the family was like, you, unfortunately, like, this is one they're going to override. And I haven't talked to him since. Like, it's been
It's really sad. Death will tear families apart. You see it all the time. You see it destroy families. Like, over money, over family issues, over all kinds of things. It's
nonsense. It's all nonsense.
The families I've seen fall apart from death and no longer speak. It's crazy.
Too real, too real.
And then all of a sudden they want to pop up. It's crazy.
Yep. It's because it's traumatic and everybody's suffering and hurting and they're acting crazy. Do you know what I mean?
We don't know how to process.
It's grief.
Right.
It's grief. And it's so sad. Well, Julian, I'm sorry to hear that.
You don't need this morning, Julian.
Sorry. So Julian does not have a list.
No. I mean, because life's too short. And at the end of the day, I feel like me and Julian might be on the same page at that. Something I said, like, it just real quick is, if I will entertain your conversation in life, I think that you are allowed to come celebrate my life once it's no longer, man. Because I've got nobody that I would genuinely say I will not have any conversation with right now, today, if they hit me up and went, hey, can we talk real quick?
Well, that makes
at
one
no
of
point
us.
In time.
I could name a few. I'm being honest. Like, there's a few people I've cut off I would never talk to again for the rest of my life, who I have zero interest in ever having a relationship with, right? But you're a better person than me. Honest to God, DZ. No, really.
I process life differently.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us, Julian.
Those people you meet, they've impacted your life in some way, whether you talk to them still or not.
True.
So it's like,
right. True.
Whether or you impacted their life. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously.
Obviously.
All right, Julian, have a great day.
All right, have a good one.
Peace, fam. Love.
Okay. Last but not least. Just got to get to Julian Oak Creek. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Julie.
Morning.
Oh, geez. Hey. Julie, we're running out of time because we have to give away tickets. But I want to know, what do you think of this list of people at your funeral, huh? Okay or not okay?
I think I need to create one. However, at the same time, I just want to make sure somebody shows up.
Oh, we'll be there.
Thanks.
Can you have somebody tell us? We don't want it to happen.
Hold on, man. This just got
weird. Wait, hold on. I just act like she was going
to
die.
I don't want to talk about you not being here.
What if I die before Julie? I'm acting like I'm going to her funeral. Like, we don't even know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God. This just took a turn. Julie, what did we do?
She said she's worried nobody's going to come to her funeral. Julie, that's so sad. Of course they will.
That is the last thing that's going to happen, Julie. Let me just tell you that.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, that's the hope, you know, but you're not there, so you don't know. So.
That's why it doesn't matter. You don't have to worry about it. Not your problem, right? Another reason we could say the list doesn't matter, right?
It's such a crazy fear, though, and when she said that, I felt that in my heart, though. Like, when you just hope somebody's there for you.
For sure.
I don't care who it is, and I know there will be people there, but you just hope somebody's there
for
you.
I'm reckless. I'm probably dying before both of you, but if not, I'll be there, okay? I promise you. I love you both. Goodbye, Julie.
Bye. We're going to be there for each other, y'all.
We will always be there. Oh, Julie, we'll be there. Don't worry. Okay.
Tell somebody you love them today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.